This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you guys. So many of you sent us this article this week. And
yeah,
it was like, it was one of those things where, like, as soon as I saw the title, I was like, oh my God, yes.
Oh yeah, Negro.
So this is so us. And it's from Engage AF Magazine.
Love them.
And the title, and this is the title, folks. How many clients is too many? Spoiler.
Mm.
If you're asking, you're already frocked.
Oh my God, so good.
Right, like they just went there.
Mic drop.
Yes. And so, because you guys love this so much and we love this so much, we're going to deep dive into this
yes.
a little bit. Now, this is for all of you out there, mm-hmm. couples, wedding vendors, whoever you are in the wedding world, you are probably...
Anyone who's feeling a little
yeah,
a little burnt.
A little crispy around the edges.
Just a little too crispy.
Right. So we're going to rip into this.
Yeah.
And apply it to the wedding world and to all of us beautiful souls.
Exactly.
Who are just trying to make it through wedding season.
Right. Alive.
Alive. Ideally with... like our souls intact, our livers in one piece, sanity, preferably. Yeah.
Preferably.
So that's our mission today. Now, let me tell you.
Buckle up.
Oh, buckle up.
Yeah.
Because this article does not hold back.
No.
No punches pulled. I mean, they said it right there in the freaking title.
It's real as fuck.
Yes, they are real as feck and they are coming for you.
They're...
in the best way possible, I will say. I mean, like, it's tough love.
Yes.
But it's the love that we all need.
Yeah. I love that tough love.
So, okay. So the first thing that I just have to address, because I love how in your face they are right off the bat, is this whole idea. If you're even asking yourself, am I too busy?
Mm-hmm.
You already know the answer.
You're already fucked.
You are already like deep in it.
Deep, deep in it.
Deep, deep in it. So if you're like, oh, maybe I should take on a couple more clients.
Yeah. It's a no.
Yeah. No.
Oh, back up.
Abort
mission.
Abort mission. And I love how they go into how burnout is so insidious because it sneaks up on you.
It really does.
And there are all of these like little signs.
Little signs, little red flags.
Yeah. That you might be like, oh, that's kind of funny. Huh?
Right.
But they're not funny. They're serious. So they have a bunch of signs that I think we should go through a couple of them.
Okay, yeah.
So I think they're just so spot on.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so the first one. You haven't had a weekend off since Halloween.
Ooh, I felt that.
Ouch, right.
Yeah.
I mean, is it even wedding season if you're not like a shell of a human by the end of it?
Right, like you're not even a person anymore.
Yeah, like is there even like... daylight anymore. I don't even know what a weekend is.
I don't know what the sun is anymore. Right?
Yeah. So yeah, that's a big one. Okay. The next one. You remember your client's dog's birthdays, but not your anniversary.
Ooh, I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear it.
But I mean, I feel like, you know, when you spend so much time,
you know so much about them.
You really get to know them like their whole life.
You know more about them than you know about your own family.
And you know about yourself, honestly.
Yeah. Okay. And then this one. Oh my God, you're Googling escape routes from the industry, like how to become a park ranger.
I mean, I feel like that's everyone at some point.
Yeah.
Especially in wedding season.
Oh, especially in wedding season. Are you kidding me? Like, sign me up to go clean up bear poop, please. Anything but another seating chart.
Yes, please. Yeah. Just get me out of here.
Okay. So, and then the last one that I want to touch on, because I think this is so insidious and I'm sure we've all been here. You say yes to everything out of pure FOMO.
Oh, fear of missing out.
Fear of missing out. Like, what if that couple doesn't book me? What if that...
But what if someone else gets that booking?
Right. What if I leave money on the table? Mm. It's like, girl, you're already drowning.
You're already drowning.
You're already drowning. Like, you don't need more money if you're going to have a mental breakdown.
Right. You need your sanity.
You need your sanity. Yeah.
What are you going to spend the money on? Therapy.
Exactly.
You're going to need it.
So it's kind of like this whole idea of they're calling it the hustle, but it's not really the hustle.
Yeah.
It's just survival mode.
It's survival.
And they're like, there's a difference between ambition and just like, I'm going to drown if I don't like tread water as fast as I can.
Yes. And it's not cute. Stop it.
Right. It's not cute and it's not good for you in the long run.
It's really not.
So, okay. So they kind of like lay out all of these hard truths about the the shit that we're doing to ourselves.
Yeah, tough love.
The tough love, yeah.
Yes. But then they give you like the actual steps.
Right. They're like, okay, so you're fucked, but here's how to unfuck yourself.
Exactly. Here's how to fix it.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the things that they say that you should do if you are in this position.
Let's do it.
All right. So first up, and this is a big one, and I know a lot of people are scared to do it, raise your damn prices.
Yes, girl. That's charge your worth.
Seriously, if you are booked solid and you are exhausted and you are dreading every email, like, you are too cheap.
Too cheap. Honestly, raise those prices.
I'm sorry, but you are. You are attracting the wrong clients.
Exactly, because you're not weeding people out.
Right. You're not weeding people out, and you are, and you're making it so that you're not attracting the people who actually value what you do.
Value you.
Value you, exactly.
Yeah.
So raise those damn prices. All right, next up, burn your budget packages.
Oh, yes. Get rid of them.
Oh, my God, the budget packages. I'm telling you right now, if you have a budget package, it is attracting the biggest pain in the ass clients.
Yes. The ones who are going to email you at midnight and need everything, like yesterday.
Every single thing.
For the cheapest price.
The cheapest price. And they're going to drain your soul.
Drain your soul.
Get rid of the budget package. It is not serving you. All right. Next up. Set some boundaries.
Oh, my God. Boundaries are so important.
For the love of all that is holy, you have to set boundaries with your clients.
Yes. And I feel like this is something that a lot of people struggle with.
Oh, yeah.
Because you want to be nice. You want to be accommodating.
Right. You want to be the yes person.
Yeah. And it's hard to say no.
It is.
They have to.
But you have to. You are not their best friend.
No.
You are their wedding vendor.
Yes.
So they need to respect your time. They need to respect your boundaries.
Your sanity, your life.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, the article gives some really practical examples.
Oh, yeah. Give us some tips.
Okay. Set actual office hours.
Yes.
And stick to them. Like, you do not answer emails after 5:00 p.m. You do not.
Unless it's an emergency.
This is an emergency, yeah.
Yeah.
And also, like, use your autoresponder like it's your best friend.
That's my best friend.
I mean, seriously, like, be clear about when you're available and when you're not. And don't be afraid to, like, push back a little bit on those clients who are just, like, always on.
Always on, yeah.
Yeah,
always needing something.
Yeah, they're always needing something. They're always texting. They're always calling. They're always emailing.
Chill.
Yeah, chill, chill.
Chill, chill.
All right, next up. Outsource, outsource, outsource.
Oh, my God. Outsourcing is a lifesaver.
Seriously, this is not a luxury.
Yeah.
This is survival.
I know. You think it's like, oh, I can't afford to outsource?
Right.
You can't afford not to.
You cannot afford not to, honey.
It will save you so much time, so much energy.
It'll save your sanity.
Yes.
It'll save your marriage.
It'll save your marriage, probably.
Yeah, probably. So, like, think about what you hate doing the most in your business.
Okay. Yeah.
And outsource that first. So, is it editing?
Get a VA.
Get a VA. Find somebody to edit for you. Is it all the deliverables?
So why?
Find someone to do that. Is it emails?
AI.
Chat GPT.
Oh, my God. AI. AI is your friend.
Your friend.
Seriously, Chat GPT can, like, answer emails for you. It's amazing. So, like, figure out what you can outsource and delegate that shit. Like, you are not meant to do everything.
You really are not. All right. And this goes along with the boundaries thing. But this is so important that it deserves its own separate point. Learn to say no.
Yes. No is a complete sentence.
No is a complete goddamn sentence.
Wow.
You do not need to justify it. You do not need to explain yourself.
You don't need to write a novel.
No novel is needed.
Just no.
Sorry, I'm not available. That's it.
That's it. Mic drop.
Mic drop. Walk away.
Yeah.
Okay, so the article talks about this whole idea of, like, being fully booked is not the be-all, end-all.
No, that's not. That doesn't mean you're successful.
Right. Like, you can be fully booked and absolutely miserable.
Miserable and burnt out.
And burnt out. Like, what is the point?
Exactly.
The point is to enjoy your life, right? Like, the point is to have a business that supports your life, not a life that supports your business.
Yes, that's so important.
So they talk about reframing success.
I love that.
And they're like, yeah, you could be fully booked, but are you happy?
Are you fulfilled?
Are you fulfilled? Do you have time to, like, I don't know, see your friends, see your family?
Take a shower.
Take a shower. Like, the basics.
The basic human functions.
Yeah, the basic human functions.
Eating, sleeping.
Eating, sleeping, pooping. Like, are you able to do those things? If not, you're doing too much. So They really are like, let's redefine success.
Redefine it.
It's not about being busy. It's not about being fully booked. It's about having a life that you enjoy.
Yes, and a pace that you can sustain.
Yes, that you can sustain. Because let's be honest, the hustle culture.
Oh, the hustle culture.
Is what? Bullshit.
Yeah.
It's all bullshit.
It is. It's toxic.
It's toxic, and it's making us all sick.
It is.
So they basically, like, their big takeaway is, you know, stop doing too much.
Stop doing too much.
Like, just stop. And they're like, right now, like, if you're listening to this.
Right now, put down the phone.
Put down the phone.
Take a breath.
Take a breath. Go block off a weekend in your calendar.
Block off a weekend.
Seriously.
Take a vacation.
Take a vacation if you need to. Raise your prices.
Raise those prices, girl.
And just, like, give yourself permission to breathe.
Yes, permission to breathe. Permission to live.
Yeah, to live a life that you actually enjoy.
Eat, not just survive, but thrive.
Yes. So I love this article. It's so real. It's so raw.
It's so refreshing.
It's so refreshing. And it's like a slap in the face that we all need sometimes.
We do. Nice little wake-up call.
A wake-up call. And they end it with this really amazing thought. And this is something I want you to like sit with for a second. Are you building a business and a life that you actually enjoy, or are you just surviving?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Right. It's a good one.
Sit with that for a second.
Sit with that for a second.
And if you need more, the article says there's more spicy wisdom waiting for you over at their website. So if you need more, go check it out.
Yeah, they've got more for you over there. So thank you for diving into the deep end with us on this one.
Yes, thank you.
And yeah, go forth.
Go forth.
Unfuck your business in your life.
Yes, build a life you love.
Yes, girl.
That was our show. Our life is dope and we do dope shit. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.